He knows Ryan Nelson well. The two men were together at DC United. Ryan Nelson, of course, was captain of the team that won, I believe, I want to say the 2004 MLS Cup. Hopefully Kevin Payne will forgive me if I'm wrong, because he joins us in the Jeff Pleasure. It was 2004, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Jeff.
Okay. So tell look, it's an appointment that caught a lot of people by surprise. Just talk to us a little bit about how much of a gamble you think this is.
Yeah, I want to correct one thing you said. Ryan is, what we said yesterday is that Ryan is under contract to QPR, and out of respect for QPR,
okay,
we're allowing, we're not addressing a specific start date. Ryan will be in conversations with Harry Redknapp when he returns to London, but I certainly expect him, you know, before the end of the EPL season.
Okay, so...
But I don't think it's a gamble. You know, that year that we won, 2004, that you referenced,
mm-hmm.
Peter Novak was our coach. He had no coaching experience. He had retired as a player the year before. And he did a terrific job. That team won the MLS Cup. And then 2 years later, 2006, we won the Supporters' Shield. And actually, the 2004, 5, 6, 7, I think we had more points over that four-year period than any team has ever had. So I don't think that it's really a gamble. And if for the people that know Ryan as well as I do, they know why I believe that.
What is it about Ryan Nelson that makes him a good choice?
Well, it starts with his leadership qualities. He's been a captain at every single team that he's ever played for. He's been the captain. He was the captain in MLS and hoisted a trophy. He was the captain at Blackburn, of their team that played in the what was then the UEFA Cup, now the Europa Cup. He captained teams at Tottenham in the brief period of time that he was there when he played in matches. And he is currently the captain of QPR. So he's been a captain in the World Cup for New Zealand, the only team that actually didn't lose a game in the last World Cup. So he has tremendous leadership qualities, and he actually, very unusually for a professional athlete, he gives a lot of thought to how to lead and what are the things he needs to do if he's going to be an effective leader. Most athletes that I've been around who are leaders tend to be leaders just because they have charismatic personalities, and or maybe they're very good players, and as a result, other players want to follow them. Ryan actually thinks about it, and that's his approach to everything. He's a very, very thoughtful, bright guy who is meticulous in his preparation and his analysis.
You know, Kevin, I had a couple of people tell me that during the course of last season and I don't want to get all sports psychologist here, but they thought that in some ways Toronto SC lacked not a mental focus. They lacked, I guess, a focal point. Torsten Frings obviously would, you know, the captain of the team by weight of his experience, his international experience as well, et cetera, was hurt. And my sense from reading what you said about Ryan and just hearing what you're saying right now is that in addition to his technical expertise or his tactical expertise, which you clearly have confidence in as well, it's just the fact that this guy will kind of be the focal point of stuff that goes on with this team as far as the players go.
Yeah, obviously you want a player on the field if you can have one that everybody looks to when the going gets tough. But, Ryan will be the leader of this team. I have no doubt of it. Our 2004 championship team had, Ryan was only 24 or 25, and we had big, big personalities on that team. We had Ben Olsen, we had Jaime Moreno, we had Dima Kovalenko, we had Ernie Stewart, who had played in 3 World Cups for the U.S., and Ryan was the captain of that team, and he was unquestionably the leader of that team. So I do expect he'll be the leader of our team, but we certainly are going to be looking to players like Dan Califf and Torsten Frings, and we hope Darren O'Day, who has a lot of experience at different levels, including international football. We're hoping that players will really step up to a leadership role on the field as well.
You know, Kevin, to explain to us this lack of a coaching badge, what does that mean exactly?
You know, it's I actually have great respect for the profession of coaching and the sort of academic understanding of how to do it. It's a bit like teaching. So my wife, for instance, is a teacher by profession. And there are plenty of people who understand subject matter well, but they don't necessarily know how to teach. I think that what Ryan will learn over time and what the coaching badges actually help is basically that's kind of like, a short college course in how to teach, in how to organize the information you're trying to convey to your players, how to manage time, how players tend to absorb information. And that's part of the reason that Fran O'Leary came in with Ryan. Fran has 27 years, I think it is, of coaching experience in the American collegiate system. He also has a UEFA Pro license, which is basically the highest coaching license you can get. So he has all the academic, if you will, background, and he can provide a lot of support to Ryan. They're sitting today in the classroom here at the Kia Training Ground with all of the coaches, and they are breaking down every single training session that we'll conduct during the preseason and addressing not only issues like what sort of intensity will that session be conducted at, but what is it that we're trying to accomplish in that session? What are the concepts that we're trying to get the players to understand and begin to absorb so that we can end up in a situation where 11 players on the field are thinking as one, and they understand exactly how we want them to play. So a lot of it has to do with understanding how to teach.
Kevin, is there going to be a process of undoing the stuff that went on here before with the players I'm thinking of?
Well, broadly speaking, we have to do two things. The first thing and the most important thing is we have to change the culture around the club on the team side. We have to create an environment that is focused on a commitment to hard work every day, a commitment to excellence every day, a really profound sense of personal accountability, personal responsibility, and a selflessness that we need to embed in our players. The idea that we need them to understand that they need to take personal satisfaction out of what they contribute to the greater good of the whole team. I don't think, certainly looking from the outside last year, I never had the impression that that sort of culture existed here. The evidence, the record would seem to suggest that it didn't. I'm not spending a lot of time focusing on last year, though.
Right.
We're talking a lot about how we're going to act now. And then the second piece, along with that, is we have to improve our roster. We have to bring in better players. So we've already done that to some extent. Dan Califf is going to make a big, big difference on our team. An experienced center back and a great role model. He's going to be, you know, a guy who's really going to kind of channel Ryan on the field, I have no doubt. They know each other. They've played against each other, and there's a great deal of respect there. We have some other moves that we hope to be announcing in the next few days that will bring us some more veteran leadership along with some youthful talent and experience. And then, of course, we go into the draft where we have the first and third picks. So we feel pretty good about the steps we can take in the short term to improve our roster. The bigger issue, though, for me, is really improving the environment and the mentality.
Kevin Payne is president and general manager of Toronto FC. Do we have any idea, Kevin, what a Ryan Nelson coach team would look like?
I think this team will be very organized, very well organized. The players will understand how we want to defend, how we want to attack. I think that the team will be very, very competitive. We will not be an easy opponent for anyone to play against, either here at BMO Field or on the road. And the team will have a lot of fight. We'll be a team that in the last 15 minutes of games will be very strong, where last year we led the league in goals against in the last 15 minutes. That's a that's a measure of some certain things. Some of it, some of that's character, group character, but some of it's also probably the way the team is prepared physically. So that's certainly going to be a focus of this team this year, and it's going to become a matter of pride for the coaching staff and the players. But I think, you know, Ryan's been a defender his whole life, but he actually has a deep appreciation for really good football. And we want to be a team that attacks. We want to be a team that pushes the pace, that determines where the game is going to be played on the field. And we certainly want to be a team that has really talented attacking players that can create opportunities even when the other team is organized. So we have to find some of those pieces. But I think that people are going to enjoy the way Ryan's team plays.